You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. The state has decided to hire a private vendor to provide food service for the Department of Corrections. The move announced yesterday was a reversal from an earlier ruling that bidding out food service would not save enough money. State Senator John Prost represents Cass, Berrien, and part of Van Buren counties. He's also chairman of the Senate Appropriations Corrections Subcommittee, and he's been pushing for this change and joins us. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm fine. You have called this a victory for Michigan taxpayers. How much money is going to be saved, and where do those savings come from?
Well, the savings itself, if in fact this contract is executed, would mean that the Department of Corrections would save $16 million on an annualized basis. That's $16 million out of a $2 billion budget. It may not seem like much, but remember that $16 million is money that could otherwise be spent in other priorities. And I can tell you, we're in budget season, and everybody's knocking on my door with hundreds and hundreds of priorities, but we just don't have the unlimited resources to afford it.
Now, the review was done in part because it was said that the original cost estimated prisoners eating three meals a day, and in fact, prisoners don't necessarily eat every meal, but can you find the savings there when you still have to prepare for the idea that everyone may come down for breakfast in the morning or lunch in the afternoon?
Well, and that's part of the benefit of a huge corporation like an Aramark that is well-versed and understands how to manage its resources, manage its percentage of food that is both eaten and not eaten, and manages its waste in a way that helps to save money in the long run also. And really, the whole suggestion of privatization hasn't been the number one priority. What I have found as the priority and what I have pushed for is to benchmark our costs against other states. And one way to provide that pressure is to ensure that the public sector and the private sector costs match. And in this case, the Department of Corrections cannot do the job for 20% less, and that's ultimately what the taxpayers will save by having an Aramark come in as opposed to the state of Michigan running this operation.
So you're saying if the Department of Corrections could have shown that they could have brought the cost down in some other way, you'd have been happy to have them continue providing the service?
Absolutely. It's not privatization for the sake of privatization. What it is benchmarking our costs against private industry. And if private industry can do it for less, then we ought to execute that contract. If it cannot, then we keep those state employees doing those jobs, which they do well. If we can do it better in a more cost-effective way, then let's find those savings internally. In this case, the Department of Corrections agreed. This isn't an internal savings we can find. A professional organization is going to do a better job than we can.
The Gongwer News Service quotes Nick Shimitaro of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, who questions the idea of how much is really saved with private vendors. He says that vendors will often make a lowball bid, and once the state agrees to the contract, they'll seek change orders later to increase how much they receive to reflect actual costs. Is that a legitimate concern?
You know, it is a concern because it's happened in the past that vendors will do that. That's where we as the representatives of the taxpayers need to do our job to ensure that the departments of state, when they do these contracts, ensure that they get the cost value out of it, that they get the taxpayer value from it, and not allowing that constant change to be occurring. If, in fact, it turns out that those sorts of things start to happen, then we need to squeeze down hard on our vendors. But the fact is, the Department of Corrections has had many different vendors in for different functions, not the least of which is healthcare and mental healthcare. So it's not unusual that we find other entities in a better position to provide taxpayer value when providing a service to the state.
Another factor that I suppose people are going to raise an eyebrow about here may be the fact that it is a prison setting and perhaps in some cases a potentially dangerous one. Can private workers be properly trained in a way that ensures their safety if they're in a prison setting?
Absolutely. You know, Aramark is a huge worldwide corporation, one that does prison food service in many other states. They know how to handle that particular part of the function. You know, these are professional organizations that know how to do food service and know how to do food service in prison. I don't think that the state of Michigan nor the Department of Corrections would have ever considered this if they didn't think that safety was number one goal and objective.
We've got about 40 seconds left here. You mentioned at the beginning you raised that question of if this is executed, what still has to be done, what hurdles have to be cleared for a private vendor to take over food service in Michigan prisons?
there's an independent review in the Snyder administration with the Department of Corrections. Once they've made that review, then they go back to the vendor with the suggestions of what the contract would look like. I'm sure there's going to be negotiations to finish out that contract. But ultimately, we're talking about anywhere between 20% savings in the first or over the time of the first year of implementation. And that's $16 million that can be dropped to the bottom line for the taxpayers of Michigan. And again, it's not privatization for the sake of privatization. It's competitive bidding to make sure that we get the best for the taxpayer value.
John Prost, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
John Prost represents Cass, Berrien, and part of Van Buren counties in the Michigan Senate. He's also the chairman of the Senate Appropriations Corrections Subcommittee. You can find links with more about the decision to provide food service in the Department of Corrections at our website, wmuk.org.